This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. More than 800 are known to have died following Friday's earthquake and tsunami on central Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, one of the country's five largest. Rescuers fear the death toll could be in the thousands as they try to reach communities cut off from communications. Dozens are believed trapped in the rubble of hotels and a shopping mall in the city of Palu, hit by waves as high as 6 meters following a 7.5 magnitude quake. Tom Howells is with the group Save the Children.
A lot of agencies like ourselves struggling to get to locations that are most affected. Donggala is one of those, the most affected area. We desperately need to get into that location with other agencies and try and understand what's happened.
Smaller aftershocks continue to rumble through the area. Several foreigners are among those missing. Questions are raised about the tsunami warning system set up after the 2004 tsunami that killed 230,000 and why it was not effective. Peter McCauley is an Indonesia expert with Australian National University.
There were a series of buoys established up and down the coast of Sumatra, less so in other parts of Indonesia. So some were established in Indonesia, and there is a report of one buoy which is supposed to measure the fluctuations in the surface of the water. But this was about 300 kilometers away.
He said the country is so vast, Sulawesi was not considered a high-priority area for such a tsunami warning system. President Joko Widodo has visited the devastated region. Sources tell media outlets prominent Boko Haram commander Ali Gaga has been killed by members of the Sunni terrorist group as he planned to surrender to Nigerian authorities and escape along with hundreds of captives. The shooting reportedly occurred Thursday in the Lake Chad region after fellow commanders learned of his plan. He was forced to join the group 3 years ago after it seized his cattle. This is VOA News.